The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Loads. I tell you, you're all connecting and getting in touch, and you, the positivity is admirable and helpful. Ryan, I have an idea for grandparents missing their grandchildren. I have an arrangement with mine. We do FaceTime every day at 3:30, during which time I read three chapters of a book I have here in my house. Luckily, I have kept some of my own children's old books, and they're enjoying the story. I love seeing their excited little faces, and the mammy gets to have a quiet cup of tea for half an hour. Everyone's a winner. What a great suggestion. Grandparents, as another, who are missing their grandchildren, might find these ideas helpful. Here are some things I've done with my grandchild who lives overseas to keep in touch. As well as chatting, we've had drawing challenges where we suggest a subject to draw and then compare. She usually wins. She has a pack of cards and I have mine, and we play fish in the pond. We've played hide and seek. She hides and I have to guess where she is. She carries the tablet with her. We've played spaghetti. I direct her as to which pieces to move. She reads to me as well, which is good. And all these activities require imagination on both sides. She's six, and I'm sure with older kids, there would be more options. That's just absolutely gorgeous. And let's acknowledge the work of our supermarket staff, says Anne. Shelf stacking may become an Olympic sport. Well, I know in my own local Super Value, the guys who are now nearly friends of mine this stage, I've spent so much time there, but they do Trojan work, in fairness, and that goes for every shop around the country. All those staff heading in. I mean, the roads were empty coming in this morning. I can't lie to you. Monday morning, the place was ghost town. It was most unusual. So not a lot of people, obviously, off, but that's what we can completely expect under the circumstances. There was one somebody sent me, by the way, I got an awful lot of messages on the Instagram thing, so I simply can't respond, but thank you, and I do read them. And one was, they play a game at home called Button Button, like Button Button. I said, what's Button Button? What they do is you get a small item, like a button, and you hide it in plain sight in the room when somebody's closed, everyone else closes their eyes. And then you open their eyes, and the button is somewhere where you can actually see it. It's not hidden. And the first person to find it has to say button, button. And this is, now you're going to be really stuck. But it just, I thought it was kind of cute. I thought it was cute. So let's say hello to a caller now. Eileen. Hello, Eileen.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
How are you? I'm good. Where are you?
I'm in Cork, and I suppose the reason I'm on is you're always saying be kind, and something very kind happened to me.
Oh, good.
In a very sad situation.
Okay.
I suppose it's to do with the nursing homes nationwide. My mum is in Mount Desert in Cork, and obviously nobody can visit since March 8th. And my mother is bedbound, and she's used to having family with her all day. And my father will be married. I'm probably talking too much, am I?
No, you're doing fine, Eileen.
Okay. So my father will be married to her 68 years in April, and he's saying, I miss my wife. I'll never see her again. And she's not in a position to phone us. It would be we'd have to phone nurses to put the phone to her ear.
Okay.
So on Friday, obviously, really all very sad about this, knowing that Mammy, she's used to having people and she can't now. So I went into, I went into a baby shop, Bella Baby. This is the good news story. And
okay.
This is where you come in.
Go on.
I went into a baby shop, Bella Baby, after probably being that lonely person having a copy opposite it. I was never in there before. I picked out a beautiful teddy. It was a pink tutu that I could give to my mother. They said I could leave it on a table outside the nursing home. Yeah. So the lady in the shop, her name is Eleanor King, she was just wondering, was it for a baby? And I was basically telling her the story I was telling you. And I'm not used to people listening to me or caring. Okay. Are caring about this situation, but okay. She just stood and her eyes softened and she just listened and she was wrapping up the toy beautifully, and my mother does like soft toys. And then when I went to pay, she said, I'm not taking any money for that. She said, I want to do something good and I want to do something kind for you, and I wish I could give you a hug. So we did the elbow thing and the toe thing, and I just couldn't believe it. So I wanted to thank you because you tell people be kind, and
she did a kind thing, and it
cheered us up. So I dropped it up to the nursing home, and they're going to on Skype today. We'll be able to see your mother. They're going to bring in something into the room so we can see her.
What a lovely story! What a lovely story! That's Eleanor King.
Eleanor King of Bella Baby. Bella Baby. The fact that she listened and then wouldn't—I mean, obviously I wanted to pay, but it actually meant a lot in all kinds of ways that she cared. And it's like what you were saying this morning on the radio, you know, to let people who are lonely know that people do care.
We do.
And do care about their awful situation.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And your poor mother, like, that's as if it wasn't tough enough on you at all.
Yes.
And then this in the middle of it. And Eileen,
it's actually horrendous for her, because we, as a family, we may not get on, but there's somebody in there with her from 9 in the morning till 10 at night,
sure,
every day.
Sure.
And this is going on for 1 year and 4 months. And now she's at end of life, just where she can just take sips of water and we hold her hand. But I'm now realising that the nursing home, it's not their fault. They're doing it for the good of the whole country and all the other elderly. But nonetheless, for our personal story, it's very, very sad, and very sad for my mother.
Eileen, yeah. I hope on a happier note that she has some connection and love for the teddy bear that Eleanor King gave to you as a gift from the kindness of her heart. It's a gorgeous element to the story. So thank you for telling
us. Absolutely, and cheered us up for the weekend.
I'm delighted
to hear
that.
And thank you to Eleanor. And thank you. Bye-bye.
Eileen, we're sending you love to you too, you know.
Yeah, I need it. Thank
okay,
you
it's
very
coming
much.
Your way. Take it, all right?
Bye.
All right,
bye.
Darling. See you later. Okay, bye-bye. Liz Lyons, good morning, Liz.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Liz Lyons.
Hi, Liz. And what did you want to say to me?
Well, I've been known as Miss Hayes in the CBS in Sexton Street, where I'm a teacher.
Yes.
And what I've noticed is a lot of students have been reaching out to me via my Instagram or my Facebook page. I run FrenchNotes.ie. So what I decided the other night would be that I would start some Facebook live streaming. So they take place every evening at 8 p.m. If they just log on to the Facebook, FrenchNotes.ie, and I basically go through elements of Junior and Leaving Cert French.
Wonderful. French Nuts.
French Notes.
Yeah,
no.
I was going to say, people are nuts about French. Les Noisettes.
Pardon me?
I said Les Noisettes. I'm trying to find my Leaving Cert French.
Voilà.
French, thank you. French Notes on Facebook. At 8 o'clock, we'll get you there, and you're going to do. Is that out of the goodness of your heart?
Absolutely. It's completely free. Look, I'm a former examiner. I've written a Leaving Cert textbook. I know kind of the nuts and bolts, if you like, I know all about the noisette of French. So it's just good for students to know that they've a go-to person that will help them, that know what they're talking about. And in fairness, there are a lot of teachers out there that are giving a lot of their time. In my own school in CBS in Sexton Street, Limerick, we've set up classes for all our students, as have schools up and down the country.
It's a beautiful.
But this is just to reach kids from all over the country.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We love you, Miss Hayes.
Thanks a million.
You're tremendous.
Merci beaucoup.
No, de rien, de rien. Okay, au revoir.
Voilà. And,
merci. Merci. To Liz Lyons, Miss Hayes, and that's a great thing. 8 o'clock, okay, French Notes on Facebook. You'll find that 8 o'clock if you want to just brush up on the French, whether you're in school or not, I suppose. Marie, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Ryan.
Are you well? I salute you from a distance.
And likewise. I salute you from the wonderful county of Roscommon.
Ah! I drove through it not too long ago.
I heard you were in Strokestown Park House at the wonderful museum.
Sure was. And I drove through Roscommon. I always look into the timepiece shop for John Joe's.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
Grandparents.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Anyway, what has you on to me today?
Well, I just rang because I got up this morning to go and do shopping early because I was meeting 4 friends to go for a walk around this wonderful castle and park that I'm in here in Roscommon Town. And when I went into the shop, it was like a morgue. Nobody was talking to each other. Everyone was really worried, and I just was really sad about it, to be honest, because Roscommon is a very, very friendly place.
Yes,
and
it is.
People are just so, so worried, like the rest of the country and the rest of the world. And I just came back, and I was saying, why don't we just salute each other in the cars? We do that here to people we know, but just as a nation, start waving to the person you're passing in your car.
Okay, let's get this party started. Yeah,
driver. Let people know we're all in it together. Even though we might know you, we're all in it together.
Here, here. All right, I like your attitude.
And, try and keep it positive. I mean, it's very serious, and we are doing everything that we were told to do by the authorities, and I think the authorities are doing a great job, very sensible.
Yeah.
And they seem to be in control as best they can be in this situation.
Yeah.
Yesterday, me and my family went to Moat Park. It's a beautiful, beautiful park outside of Roscommon here. And there were hundreds of people there. And people stood back and they let each other go ahead of them. There were social distancing. When they met on paths, they went into a line either side and passed each other and they spoke to each other. And I think it's very important that we talk to each other, that we, you know, we keep social. People need support at this time.
Mm-hmm. Open all hailing frequencies, as they say, on the Starship Enterprise.
Absolutely.
Hey, listen,
Absolutely.
Lovely talking to you. Take care and keep
you
saluting.
Too,
keep
and
saluting.
Thanks for everything. Mm-hmm. And can I just say, Ryan, one other thing?
Yeah.
A lot of our shops are open and a lot of staff are in there and they're meeting a huge amount of people and they're trying to do their best with social distancing. Maybe just say thanks to them.
They're doing
a great job and they're at work and they're helping us all to keep fed and keep going.
Well said. Listen, you keep doing what you're doing. I like your attitude.
Thanks
for your time.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.